Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Tsang joining us once again. We're back with Phil of USMEF in just a moment.
It's one of the biggest sale events of the year for the folks at Superior Livestock. We're talking about their annual Labor Day event. This year, it's Labor Day 35, September 10th through the 12th, to be seen on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on Rural TV on the Dish Network as well. For details, you can call the folks at Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Their catalog deadline is Monday, August 25th. Video deadline, September 2nd. For details on Labor Day 35, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117.
Every once in a while, life throws us some really tough questions. Like, what's the square root of 3,800,000? Why do we drive on the parkway and park on the driveway? Thankfully, some of the answers are no-brainers. Like the new Your Choice plan from Pioneer. With unlimited talk and text and enough data for everyone, Pioneer's Your Choice plans make it affordable to add up to 10 people to your plan. Visit wirelesspioneer.com for details or call 1-800-641-2732. Pioneer Cellular. Make it your choice.
Record U.S. beef prices and tight U.S. beef supplies, a combination that makes it tough to sell beef internationally. Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says they're moving right along, letting customers around the world know that U.S. beef still needs to be on their shopping list.
Well, I think one of the things that we're doing internationally is we're trying to explain to a lot of our valued customers overseas, you know, why you're paying more for our product than you ever have before. We're trying to show this value-price relationship, but that with the value, you know, that's something you have to consider. You know, the U.S. beef, other than the Korean beef and the Japanese beef, is the highest, most expensive beef in the world. And so when we're dealing vis-a-vis Australia or India or some of these other competitors, Brazil, you know, that people begin to ask, why is yours so expensive? So we're doing a lot to try to extol, you know, really, if you will, the virtues of U.S. beef and our U.S. beef production and the deliverables you get with U.S. beef. That's probably one of the key things that we're doing at this point in time. We have challenges out there. I mean, there'd be all these issues that are, that at one point in time, we thought it was just a European issue and maybe to some degree in the United States, but sustainability, animal welfare is a growing issue for some of us. So we're aware of all this. And we're not putting these issues out there directly. We're subtly getting our messages across about these types of issues. But all the issues that you read about, these are all issues that are emerging issues internationally. And so we're pleased that we've had experience dealing with some of this stuff domestically and also maybe in Europe. But it's something that's growing as well. But really the key thing right now is the supply. I mean, with China increasing its imports to the level that it has, almost this year alone, China has increased its imports equal to what the whole nation of Japan consumes. So it's huge when you start looking at how supplies are down, and yet this demand factor is still going up.
And, of course, the thing with China, we're only getting into that market on an indirect basis. When do we see the Chinese open up to U.S. Supplies?
Well, that's the $64,000 question that's been around for the last 11 years. But, you know, frankly, the Chinese will tell you that the market is open. They've opened up in 2006. They announced that they would accept our boneless beef under 30 months. And, of course, we at that time, our mantra was all or nothing. Basically, had to be all cattle, all ages, and all products, if you will. But the U.S. has been involved in working very assiduously with the Chinese, and last year the Chinese talked about trying to shoot for a date called July.
And that target obviously has come and gone here in 2014 in these early days of August. Phil Tsang did indicate to us as we talked with him that the Chinese in recent days have had a trade inspection delegation over looking at the safety of U.S. beef. The hope is they will be willing to go ahead and accept all beef, all ages, from the U.S. sooner rather than later. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.